I'm reading out of 2 Samuel chapter 3. 2 Samuel chapter 3 there in the Old Testament. I'm going to begin the reading in verse 26. Read verse 26 and 27. And then we'll pick up the reading in verse 32, 33, and 34. 2 Samuel chapter number 3. And verse 26, and when Joab was come out from David, he sent messengers after Abner, which brought him again from the well of Sirah. But David knew it not. And when Abner was returned to Hebron, Joab took him aside in the gate to speak with him quietly, and smote him there under the fifth rib, that he died, for the blood of Azahel his brother. Verse 32. And they buried Abner in Hebron, and the king lifted up his voice and wept at the grave of Abner, and all the people wept. And the king lamented over Abner and said, Died Abner as a fool dieth? Thy hands were not bound, nor thy feet put into fetters. As a man falleth before wicked men, so fellest thou. And all the people wept again over him. Now you'll see in verse 33 the question that David posed at the funeral of this man Abner. He said, Died Abner as a fool dieth? The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 5 and verse 12, For as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death hath passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Hebrews 9:27 says, It's appointed unto men once to die, and after death the judgment. The preacher in the book of Ecclesiastes 8 and verse 8 said, There is no man that hath power over the spirit to retain the spirit, neither hath he power in the day of death, and there is no discharge in that war. The young may die, the old must. Death comes with crawl or comes with pounce, but whether slow or spry, it's not the fact you're dead that counts, but only how did you die. Died Abner as a fool dieth. All of us are going to die. But you don't have to die like a fool. What words spoken at the grave of this man Abner? Died Abner as a fool dies. The Bible indicates at least three things here why he died like a fool. First of all, he died as a fool dies because he didn't appropriate what God provided. There was a place of safety for Abner. Look at verse 27 again with me. And when Abner was returned to Hebron, Joab took him aside in the gate. At the very entrance to the city of Hebron, he took him aside in the gate to speak with him quietly, privately. And there he and his brother Abishai killed Abner. Why? Look at verse 30. So Joab and Abishai, his brother, slew Abner because he had slain their brother Azahel at Gibeon in the battle. In the nation of Israel, God established capital punishment. If you killed another person, whether accidentally or with malice aforethought, premeditatively, God set up cities of refuge, three on each side of the Jordan River. And if you kill someone, The only place of safety for you was in one of those cities of refuge. You see, in those days, there was an avenger of blood. And the avenger of blood who slew the murderer was the near of kin to the slain person. And Joab and Abishai killed Abner because he had killed their brother Asahel. Where did they kill him? In the very gate of the city of safety. All he need do was be in the city of Hebron, and he was safe from Joab and Abishai. But he died in the very entrance to the place of safety. You know, there are many people who die at the very entrance to the place of safety. They don't enter in. John chapter 10 and verse 9. The Lord Jesus said, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved." Only in Christ is there safety from that which is on your trail. Did you know the justice of God will overtake every one of us unless we get in that place of safety? And there are many, many who think they're all right because they believe. Do you know what the word Abner means? His very name means light. Abner knew that Hebron was a place of safety. He knew he'd be safe in Hebron. But he never committed himself to that city. John chapter 2 said of the Lord Jesus, "Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover in the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did. But Jesus did not commit himself unto them, because he knew all men, and needed not that any should testify of man, for he knew what was in man." What's the verse saying? It's saying that they believed, but Jesus didn't believe them. Because their belief was only in their head. It never caused them to make any commitment to him, therefore he never made any commitment to them. Abner died like a fool, because he died believing that Hebron was a city of refuge, but he never made any commitment of himself to that city. Do you understand that salvation and safety, eternal safety and salvation, is in the Lord Jesus Christ? But you must be in him. It's more than just believing that Jesus existed and that he died for your sins. But it's a commitment of your all to him to be your Savior and your Lord. Abner died like a fool because he didn't appropriate what God provided for him. Secondly, he died like a fool because he didn't use the God-given power that he had to escape. Look at verse 34. David said, "Thy hands were not bound, nor thy feet put into fetters." Abner was captain of the host of Israel. He was a mighty man of valor. How mighty was he? When he slew Asahel, he was fleeing in battle. Israel had been beaten before the men of David and Judah. And as Abner fled, Asahel was after him. And the Bible said Asahel was fleet of foot. And Abner could not run him. And Abner said, "Turn aside, Asahel. I don't want to slay you." But Asahel wouldn't give up. He stayed after Abner. And the Bible said that Abner slew him with the back end of his spear. As he's running along and Asahel comes up on him, he just takes the spear and goes back like that. And the Bible said that the hinder part of that spear went in the man and came out his back. Abner was a powerful man. A man's man. He didn't look like me. Sick and weak and puny. He was a man who walked among men.
sure of himself. Not bound by sickness or weakness. He had what it took to keep from dying like a fool. And you have what it takes. God has given you what it takes to keep from dying like a fool. You should have it there in your lap, in your hand. 2 Timothy 3:15. And that from a child, Paul writes to Timothy, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith that is in Jesus Christ. You're going to die. I'm going to die. You say there's nothing beyond death's door. Listen, you're going to die and I'm going to die. And the only way to get ready is to search this book. It's able to make you wise unto salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. You can avail yourselves of this Bible. Do you read it to make sure you don't die like a fool? God has saved men and called them to preach and brought them to places like I am this morning. And you're before me. What am I doing here? I'm trying to keep you from dying like a fool. Do you understand that? Why am I standing here? Why take up your time and my time? I'm trying to keep you from dying like a fool. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. You ought to listen with open ears, tuned in to everything I have to say. I'm trying to help you by the grace and the mercy of God. And there is the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Ghost of God sent into the world. In John chapter 6 and verse 8, said when he comes, he reproves the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Boy, I'm glad the Spirit of God came to me when that preacher was preaching. And he singled me out, and he spoke to my heart, and he said, AJ, you're a sinner. A righteous God says you're a sinner, and there's a judgment day coming. And the fear of God and the awful day of judgment grip me. God has given the means for every one of us to avoid dying as a fool dies. And Abner, he didn't avail himself of his God-given power. And if you don't avail yourself of the means that God has given you to escape dying like a fool, you'll die as a fool dies. And then notice with me lastly, Abner died like a fool dies because he didn't avoid Joab and his brother Abishai. He didn't avoid them. Verse 27 said he came back and Joab met him. And Joab said, come here, Abner. I want to speak with you privately. Abner knew that Joab and his brother Abishai were the avengers of blood and that he had slain their brother. And you know what he did? He, with a lot of self-confidence and false bravado, no doubt, he walked over there. And of course, in the East, when you greet someone, you can read about it in the Bible, the men would sometimes take each other by the beard, and then they would kiss one another on each cheek. And Joab walked up to Abner, but his sword was in his hand, hidden in the folds of his clothes. And as he walked up to greet him, he took him by the beard to kiss him, and he took that sword and he rammed it right up into his chest, into his heart. Oh, he should have avoided him. He should have kept a distance between himself and Joab, but he didn't. And there is a power. There is a personality. And he fills the hearts of people, men and women, boys and girls. And they will come to you. And they'll want to get you off to talk to you about things. And it's none other than the devil himself seeking to damn your soul. Way back there in the garden, the woman and the serpent. And there comes the devil saying to the woman, "Yea, hath God said." You see, some of you already, you think what I'm doing this morning is foolish. You think that Bible is a bunch of fairy tales. You know it all. You know what's wrong with you? The devil has already got to you. You didn't start out believing that. You say the Bible's a joke. The Bible was here before you got here, and it'll be here when you're long gone. If it wasn't the very truth of the living God, someone a whole lot smarter than you would have already proved it to be so. I say you're headed for a fool's grave. Oh, I know, you're cool, and you're smart, and you're hip, but you're about to be dead in a fool's grave. This Bible is the Word of the living God, and if you doubt it, the sword of the devil is already seeking your vital parts. God's spoken to some of you, and the devil's hopped up on your shoulder and said, "Oh, you've got time? You've got time?" That's what he told me the first time God spoke to me, and God had mercy on me and gave me a little more time. But he's jumped up on you and thrust you through with delay. You got time. I've got some wonderful things out there, and you need to enjoy and experience it. You've got time. But if you're not careful, there'll come a time when you may be a walking dead man or woman. Dead! If our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them that believe not. When you refuse to believe the Bible, you know what happens? The devil punches out your eyes. And you're blinded. You say you see, but you're blind. Just like Abner, when Joab finished with him, he couldn't see anymore. And he couldn't hear anymore. Why did the Lord Jesus in his preaching come to a point in the nation after he had preached and John the Baptist had preached? Why did he come to a point when he said, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear"? They all had ears. But only a few could hear. Ephesians 4:19. Paul said that some are past feeling. If you can honestly, sincerely mock the things of God, are you listening to me? If you can willfully, honestly, sincerely mock the things of God, you're a fool and headed for a fool's grave. But if somehow this morning you can still see your need, and if by the grace of God you can still hear ever so faintly maybe the voice of the living God pleading with you, and if there is even the slightest wounding of your conscience and desiring you to be right with God, there's still hope that you won't die like a fool dies. I know young people, and they're not young anymore in your eyes, but listen to me. It was all over for them when they were your age and younger. Past feeling. Hardened. Doomed and damned. Walking on earth, but beyond the mercy and the grace of God. Died Abner as a fool dieth. How are you going to die? If you don't receive the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll fill a fool's grave. If you don't repent of your sins and flee for refuge to the Lord Jesus, you'll die a fool's death. You say, not me, preacher. Listen to Balaam, that false prophet. Let me die the death of the righteous, and let my last end be like his. That's what he wanted. He desired it.
Sure.
But he didn't do it. I know. The devil's been telling you while I've been preaching. That's just an old man up there preaching, don't know anything. And he's telling you how smart you are and how much living you got to do. And you don't need to be concerned about what he's talking about. Death is a long way down the road. Well, I hope death is a long way down the road for you. And I hope God will have mercy on you. And I'm praying that he will. But if you have the slightest desire this morning to be right with God, you better seek the Lord while you can find him. May God have mercy on you that you don't die like a fool dies. Let's bow our heads for prayer.